The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning, everyone. It is 3 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on the second and final hour of the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade, a holiday tradition courtesy of this radio show and other radio shows and shows before it. It is the day before the day, and the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade began, I don't know how many years ago, and it's always been some kind of an insane success. And as we move right along with George Brockler, Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS coming up, Patricia Calhoun, we are at Colfax and Broadway, and Mark Crowley and the crack staff came down here, Leroy and everybody, in the middle of the night, built this, and we don't have the heaters on this year. We don't need the big heaters as we've had in the past. We're at Colfax and Broadway.
I can attest to how cold it is, man. I'm ruining this sweatshirt. I mean, they're coming right through.
I know witches are not going to work. That's right. Witches are wearing sweatshirts.
That's right.
And monkeys are wearing clothing. So we're at Colfax and Broadway, crisp, clear, clean Denver morning. Someone said they saw Mayor Hancock moments ago.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you what I'm being reported, that they saw his honor.
And what was he doing? Was he on a float or just walking around and grabbing people?
With security, you know. He's a good time with security. And so so it's all the floats and marching bands and everything that goes with it is the greatest of all, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. And we'll just do this. She never has missed, and I don't know how many years actually someone asked me yesterday how many. I said I have no idea, but I did talk to this woman on the phone 2 days ago. I'm a big fan. Patricia Calhoun from Westward. As always, Patricia, you show up. It's good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. As you know, my office is just a couple blocks from the viewing stand, so I've been walking around, and I know where Mayor Hancock is going.
Where? Is it Players and Sugar?
No. 2 years ago, you may recall, he went to DIA and got in a lot of trouble when he flew on sound and told people to stay home.
That's right.
This year, he and a lot of other politicians are making a quick float detour over to Urban Peak because they were supposed to go to the Denver Rescue Mission, but they had to drop that after the Denver Rescue Mission new handbook was forbidding same-sex relationships.
I saw that.
So all the politicians who used to go to Denver Rescue Mission, they're on a float now headed for Urban Peak.
That's like the same people in the party that begins with R who all said Donald Trump really won. I started coughing up, well, Donald Trump actually lost, and that got all of them killed, too. So, no, it's always fun to watch politicians in action. We saw, we saw the DA earlier this morning. We have seen the governor here. He's going, told you I had it. We haven't seen Heidi. We're waiting for Heidi. She's texting George now.
I think she's on the furry float.
she's got a great sense of humor, Patty. She was able to climb around with the cat ears on and run around through the litter. She's just a good sport.
That's right. The furries. And I don't know, Ms. Calhoun, what we were talking off air about the turkey of the year, and in Colorado or in Denver proper, who's the turkey of the year?
You know, it is a tough competition this year. You've got the Broncos.
Yeah.
You've got the Colorado Republican Party.
Ooh.
But the election deniers who are still out there.
Yes.
It's not the same as the Colorado Republican Party, which is the real shame.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have the Republicans.
We saw, it was a John Deere ballot harvester that was going down Broadway harvesting ballots. And all the Democrats were driving, and the Republicans were upset about it. Actually, as we have talked before, if you saw that movie, 2000 Fools, then you can believe that the harvester is at work. But I don't know. What is the future, Ms. Calhoun, for the Republican Party, of Colorado?
A lot of work if they're going to want to make any kind of mark in 2024.
I sent something over to Roberts that got sent to me. If you get a chance, take a look at it.
I think
it's the really true end of the GOP. They're They've now attacked Christy Burton Brown, and they're having a party or a get together, I guess, on Friday.
Who is?
It's hard to know. I don't know. I just got a
chance. I didn't get my invite.
Well,
what the hell?
However, now you know why.
Isn't it amazing how many things none of us are invited to?
I'm shocked. I feel like I should be getting an invite.
My favorite Miss Calhoun story, and it had to do with me. I don't know what we had done, but we were working in TV together, and the mayor at the time was Wellington Webb, who made it very clear that if Miss Calhoun and I were in the building, in the studio, he would not come in.
Wow.
Well, it happens, doesn't it, Patricia?
Very good taste on his part.
Listen, one of the best invitations I've had recently was the opportunity to go to the Tattered Cover in Denver, right out there by Coors Field, and sit in, and I think it was the Tattered Cover, wasn't it, Patty, where we did Colorado Inside Out?
Right, it was a temporary home while they were redoing the set, and that was blast, and I still owe you $4 getting me out of the ballet.
That was, first off, don't ever follow Patty on TV with an answer, because she has all the information and is so smooth. And I'm like, oh my God, the pressure is incredible.
Oh, she's the best. She's always been the best. Miss Calhoun, thank you. Thank you, and enjoy the morning.
There's, be careful out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of, some of the food trucks have been over there too. And that one that, remember on Channel 2, that guy said that's why there were rats in Denver Civic Center Park, because it, nothing to do with homeless people, but it was the food trucks.
They're bringing the needles and the poop, too. That's right. The poop trucks.
Say hi to Mike. Get a chance to ask Mike to show you that. Thanks, Patricia. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, let me get the lines open. 303-696-1971, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade stepped off smartly at 8 o'clock this year. It is the 23rd of November, 2022, the day before the big day. And if you spot politicians and balloons, marching bands, floats, dignitaries. Who's the dignitary in Denver anymore? Is there a dignitary?
I don't think there is one.
I think they're all gone.
The big question for me after this very, very close midterm election here in Colorado between the GOP
drive a truck in that hole.
Yeah, is what happens next? And I ask it in this context. Governor Jared Polis is an anomaly, right? He was very popular, but he was also a self-funder, and his efforts had long coattails that dragged these others across the line. What happens when he's gone in 2 to 4 years and he is replaced by what I hope to be a Democrat mosh pit of candidates trying to scramble to take over that position? And that could be your friend Bud. It could be Grenna. It could be any number of them. But I just think it's a different landscape than simply writing off Colorado as all blue all day long. It's very blue.
I think there's a road back. I had a conversation with Priscilla Rod, and I said, you know, there was a road back from Stalingrad. Back to a victory. The road home from Stalingrad. There's a road home. There's a road home from Appomattox. There's a road home. And but not with these people. These people were going to get you beat.
Who are these people, though?
The people who were at the assembly in Colorado Springs that you were at, and to say that Trump won, and they were putting up absolute fools for office, and they actually were chosen. I mean, Tina Peters was chosen to be the Secretary of State to be on the ballot until, you know, reasonable people. But then they took someone like Pam Anderson, and I'm not talking about the parade right now, but they took Pam and they cut her throat. They destroyed her. They did a nasty campaign against her. Republicans did that.
Yeah.
She's a really decent woman. She was the one that I thought would have a chance, and they wrecked her. So they kill people in the crib. They're stillborns. And as long as they're going to have some soiree, I guess Friday, I got this thing sent to me, and to take back the party. And I think it's coming called Project to Save Colorado, or some politically fused. But it's nonsense. And you have to find people who want the job. I'm told that, and again, maybe they'll make some parade mentions here, but there were people that did not want to have anything to do with these people and knew that they would be destroyers, they'd be assassins. And so they stayed away. And they credit themselves. I mean, somebody was throwing rocks at Dick Wadhams earlier. Wadhams was absolutely right, 100% right.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because as you're describing it, we actually see, and my hat's off to him. It's a classy act. It's the Joe O'Day Thank You Colorado float.
Yeah.
And it is actually being rammed from behind by the Ron Hanks float,
yeah.
Which is, I don't get what's going on. I thought it was maybe poor driving. This looks bumper car intentional to me.
Well, Hanks, there's another one of the guys they wanted to run for Senate. They didn't want O'Day. They wanted Hanks. Guys like shooting copying machines or something.
Oh, who hasn't done that?
I really think it over, but I don't know. I'm going to get back to the parade. 13 after the hour. 303-696-1971. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Someone sent us using smartly loosely. Like I said, stepped off smartly. Using smartly loosely. That's a good line. Let us do this. This is Bob. Bob's the leader of the league. Bob, where are you, my boy? And thanks and welcome to the parade.
Well, I was down by the river. You can see it from space. That wall that Mexico paid for.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. My God.
And right behind that is a float with a scale mock-up of that Port Arthur refinery.
Yeah.
And a couple empty barrels of oil. And it looks like Mohammed bin Salman on the front waving. He's waving with his foot. Yeah. Lovely pedigree.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this one. Go ahead. You're rolling.
Oh, man. I don't know how I can beat that. There's a giant mock-up of a get-out-of-jail-free pass. With signed by Donald Trump as soon as he gets reelected.
No, just reinstall.
On January 6th.
I thought just along with John, he was just going to be placed back on the throne.
Well, you know, there's.
If Pence had only just, you know.
Just keep in mind that none of it's an accident.
You know, that's one of the great theories of history. There's nothing. FDR once said. In politics, nothing happens. There's no happenstance. It's all planned out. You've obviously seen that philosophy of history, that it's all somewhat predetermined. I think there's a lot to it. I think, Bob, I think you're a wise man.
He could see things that the rest of us can't see, so I'll have to take his word for it at times.
Well, once again, but, you know, you always got Joe. So... Delaware Joe Biden. So,
well, it's funny you bring that up because there is the POTUS float out there, but it's actually gone completely off the parade route. It is just careening into people, aimlessly driving around.
It's going to D.C.
It's trying to find D.C. It's just driving
around. It's going to get on 70 and head east.
March. Oh, yeah, there it is. The cops are trying to protect the POTUS float.
There they are. Huh?
I don't even think Joe's on it. Hey. I don't think the president's on it.
No, they don't care about Joe. I mean, they're.
I think they found me. Somebody hide me.
Honestly, Polis is chasing the POTUS float. Well, he's running after the POTUS float.
Come on, it's over. I mean, he's going to D.C.
Not running very far, though.
But he doesn't know.
He's out of breath.
Doesn't know.
What's going on?
Thank you, Bob.
It's a lot of sweat.
Thank you, Bob. 303-696-1971. From a reviewing stand at the crisp, cool, clean air in Denver, Colorado, our morning. The 23rd of November, Richard DeLimo, driver, is he there? Okay, Richard DeLimo, driver, where are you, my boy, and what do you see? Hey, man, good morning.
Pete, George, good morning.
Yeah, hey.
I'm manning the station over here at Quebec and MLK, on the extreme east side of the parade. And I'm here with Eric Manning, you know, Eric Frito guy, who's unfortunately a backstabber. But,
Don't be taking out vendettas on people. Don't keep.
Yeah, he crashed me on. The
keep it going, Cobb. We're not gonna play this game. I love you with my heart, but no. We're not gonna do that. That's not an opportunity to do this. Let us go to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Roaming Through Wyoming used to be my favorite song. Hey, Mike, you're with George and Peter. Good morning. It's the parade.
Hey, Pete. Hey, George. I'm actually watching you guys on the Jumbotron.
Sweet.
Wave.
Yeah.
Isn't George spectacular?
I like it. Can you see that Pete is holding my hand? I'm missing a glove. I went Michael Jackson by accident here, and he's keeping my hand warm. Pete, thank you. And by the way, soft hands.
Well, you know, love, as they say.
That's right. Hey.
Anyways, I'm seeing a float come up. I can't quite... Yeah. Oh, it's a... Yeah, it looks like about a 5-foot firecracker. Whoa, wait, it's Lauren Boebert. Yeah.
What?
And Adam Frisch is running around trying to put her out. I don't think he's really having much success.
I think he scared her. What do you think?
Could be.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my man. That's terrific.
I think you did. I think you put a scare in her.
Hey, listen, one of the sponsors of the of our little parade stand right here today at the Imaginary Parade is Gay Ribble with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty DTC. I wanted to give Gay a shout-out. She said she was going to be here in the crowd somewhere. My guess is she is talking to folks about how they can do what they don't think they can do anymore in this economy, and that is to sell their home for top dollar and get into that dream home. I don't know if you've noticed, but interest rates have gone up quite a bit, and prices have not dropped too much because we have so little supply. There's one person to go to who can navigate those waters because she's done it before, and that's Gay Ribble. Now, we spell Gay, G-A-Y-E. That's perfect because the website is Gay Has the Buyers. That's not just the website. That's a fact. 14,000-plus buyers in waiting. Check her out at GayHasTheBuyers.com. But the best thing to do is to take her up on her word to give you a guarantee. And they have a guarantee even on things like they agree upon the price they'll sell your house. They guarantee that or they make up the difference. You should give her a call at 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD.
And that number again.
One more time is 833-301-SOLD.
And in New York.
It's 833-301-SOLD.
There we go. All right, we got room for more reporters. 303-696-1971. A crisp, clear, cold morning. Colfax and Broadway. Thanks to Mark Crowley and Kenny Danen came in and kicked up and helped.
God,
and Daryl Ruby.
The presence here is amazing.
Well, you know, you bring it on. I mean, you're this high-level Republican potential guy. And
We didn't even see this much police presence when they were tearing down the Capitol. I mean, no. This is impressive.
Well, of course it is. I think it's your presence, but Miss Calhoun was here.
That's right, protecting. You saw. Protecting the talent.
That's right. They were keeping the crowds back.
Holy smokes. It is, it's still chilly out here, but the enthusiasm is palpable.
Well, you're...
People are giving thanks all over the place. I think for some of the floats that aren't here this year, Pete, what are you thankful for as we head into the parade?
This year, that I'm still here.
Set the bar low.
Oh, I know.
Woke up this morning.
My daughter and I, we had this conversation about Thanksgiving. And I said, oh, I got a clip in the head this year. And, you know, and a bunch of things happened. And, hey, and this is a true story. We were talking last Saturday with Jake LaMotta. Joe
Raging Bull?
No, Joe, the hitman, Joe Williams, was our guest. And he was a huge fight fan. And we both had experiences with Jake LaMotta, but Jake LaMotta fought Sugar Ray so many times. He said to me, and it's a wonderful interview. He said, it's a wonder I don't got diabetes from how many times I caught Sugar. But he said, that's
that
a true story.
He just said,
you didn't knock me down, Ray.
Yeah.
It's a true story. That's what I look at. You didn't knock me down.
Yeah, that sounds De Niro-esque when you say it.
I just finished a book. I brought it in, get the guy on the show, called Made Men, about the making of the motion picture Goodfellas.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievably great. And how they actually used some real guys and all the stuff that went on. But remember when De Niro, and it is De Niro, he's the actor of our time. But
how can it be 32 years ago?
It was.
I mean,
and many of these guys are there.
Pete,
were,
you were 12 or something. I mean, that's crazy.
You remember the New York detectives that became hitmen for the mafia? And they were two dirty detectives, and they're murdering people from the mob.
No, no.
Yeah, well, one guy's name was Alito, I think. There was a real Alito.
Samuel?
There. And he was in the bar scene when they did. There was me and Tommy and Nikki, and he did the thing around the bar and introduced some guys. He was sitting there.
Really?
Yeah, he's at the...
That's nuts.
No,
By the way, how is it that the police get through that crowd so quickly, and then right away, another band?
Oh, here it comes. You tell her what it is. It's 22 after the hour. 9:22, Brockner Boyle's together again. Billy's got the con. The Thanksgiving Day Parade continues. Nine 7:10, KNUS. Peter Boyles, George Brockner, on the air everywhere. Wednesday morning, the Imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade. I want to publicly thank George for relinquishing a couple of hours to do this puppy.
Such a great opportunity, man. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
The parade rocks on. Miss Calhoun was with us, and I don't even remember when I started this, but it's been jam lines and funny people, and we've had to do some censoring this year. It's the first time we've ever But there are just a couple of things
that... sensitive times. You know, there was that one year, Pete, that we had to cancel the float. I remember that it happened, and for completely legitimate reasons, and sometimes we just have to adjust to the mood.
And we're not trying to run anybody's life. I'm just telling you, there's a couple of moments. Now, you don't want to do that. 28 after the hour, and it's a beautiful morning. It's jammed up lines for all of us. Let's go to work. We go to Wayne. Wayne, I always like your name, man. Good morning, Wayne. Welcome to the parade.
I didn't make it down there this year from South Dakota because I had put two Bronco tickets on the hood of my or on the dash of my truck. And now somebody broke into my truck.
And they left two more.
Now I got six Bronco tickets.
I know.
So what I did?
Applause.
I figured, well, being I can't be there in person.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'm just going to fly my drone down there.
Sure.
So I can check out that Broncos float. Well, there weren't any Broncos on there because there were all my Vikings from last Sunday on
the
float.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. I loved it. That may be the comment of the morning. Congratulations. They broke in, and what did they do? And they now I got six.
My Vikings thought they were Bronco players last Sunday, get beat 40-3.
Oh, hello.
Hey, can I ask you a question? I asked this of George. Of all the sporting teams and the sport teams, who is worse, CU Buffs, the Rockies, the Broncos, or the Colorado Republican Party?
It's a tough year.
Well, partially because of the Colorado Republican Party, I now live in the great state of South Dakota.
You had enough, did you?
You're in Christine Ohm country.
Betcha. Yeah, you know, I even got to give Christine Ohm a hug the other day, and my goodness.
Ooh. So anyhow,
hello.
Christy's a nice lady.
Listen, the difference between those four choices, Pete, are that the fans don't make the Buffs, Broncos, and Rockies lose.
And Peter?
Yes, sir.
Peter?
Yes, sir.
But our governor has something in common with your governor.
Yes?
What's that?
They both have a husband.
Yes. Boom, boom. All right, seriously, folks. We'll let that one. Ralph. This is Ralph. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to the parade. Thank you.
Yeah, guys. I was down at the beginning of the parade, and there's some people milling around, and they're waiting for... Wait a minute. They just showed up. Two busloads. One from Texas. And they got migrants pouring out of them. They're handing them bags to help clean up the parade.
Yes.
And I can't believe it. And they said there was supposed to be a third bus. But that's on its way to Buffalo, New York to help shovel out the snow.
That's a good shot.
We'll wait. Now, a couple of them are saying, a couple of these guys are saying they're not going to do any work until they get their free housing, their free education, and some free food. So there's a little stuff going down here.
What's wrong with that?
We give them everything else. So
that's right, sure.
I don't know.
Hey,
listen, some of them are saying where the hell we are. I don't know where they are.
I'm getting some texts coming in from our good friend Commander Mike Greenwell from CMAT out there, and he has said that at least two of the floats have been stolen right off the road.
Whoa.
They know who did it. They're in contact with them, but Attorney General Weiser has directed them to let them go until they steal three or four in a one parade thing. You get the sense they might keep doing it.
We saw Denver's DA. I mean, you mentioned her name.
She was letting people go right and left. Sometimes rearming them.
That's right. Go back out there.
Well, you know, the legislature did
guys,
that.
I'll keep an eye on these people.
Good job.
Thanks, brother.
That was a funny call. Thanks, Ralph. All right, we go to Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn. Good morning. You're at the parade route with George Brocker, Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. I'm happy to be quiet because there's some guy in a sniper's nest and he's shooting at...
No.
Floats. Oh, my God.
No.
He's shooting at a Dominion float.
No, no.
And here comes Brittany Patterson. She's throwing mushrooms. Oh, my God. She's throwing mushrooms, needles, and Skittles?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She's throwing fentanyl pills into the crowd.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is out of hand, guys.
Brittany,
it's Denver.
That's right. No, it's not Denver. It's now. But Brittany wanted to have the heroin injection sites. And thanks to Mr. Crowley, Stefan, and the company. And we went up and walked Lansing Street for a couple of days in Vancouver. And Marin, all of a sudden, now people are going the other way. But she She dropped those efforts, and she did commercials with her mother attacking Eric, which was really predictable. And, you know, Eric's a good man. He's, you know, he's got a lot of heart, but they went at that one wrong. They really did. You knew in the bottom of your heart what they were going to do, and they did it. So that's a funny call. It's a really clever call. 303-696-1971. Let me see what we got here. What we got? Both of you are in the doghouse. What are you doing in there?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I love the float.
Well, Billy, Pete, I've got a report coming in. We've got a reporter back at the staging grounds right now, sending me a story off the air. It's actually coming out of the staging grounds. It's the 30th anniversary Tabor float. On there is Doug Bruce, because it's 1992 to 2022. On there is Doug Bruce, along with the tax break dancers and a bunch of children. They're on there celebrating what Tabor has done for this. And wait, hang on. No, there's... Oh, we got a couple of dark black Chevy Suburbans pulling up next to the float. Out of the Suburban. It's pouring. There are people wearing Polis T-shirts. Then they're pushing the people off the float. The tax break dancers are down. The dancers, I repeat, are down. Oh, there goes Doug Bruce. They have kept it. They put him inside of one of the black Chevys, and they're speeding away. Now, what the signs? They're unfurling signs on the back of one of those Chevys. Oh, sorry. It is no longer the 30th anniversary Tabor float. It is now the Jared Polis Colorado Cashback.
Wasn't that good?
And it's pronounced Kosh.
Yes, Koshback. Yes, Koshback. And now they're throwing out free T-shirts and muffins to people because everything's free in Colorado.
Now,
all right, back to you.
No, Billy, that's wonderful. And the thing is how smooth that was. That was right. You know, you can have that begrudging respect for, you know, an underhanded move.
It was a very weird kind of Jedi mind trick when Boyd says, why can't you just call it a Tabor refund? And he says, it's the media that's calling it the Colorado Koshback. And he says it with absolute confidence. Oh, yeah. And like, I'm like, what in the hell are you talking about? You're standing in front of a sign that says Colorado Cashback.
710 KNUS 935, 25 before the hour. You got something to do for us here?
My goodness. Another one of our great sponsors for this special day as we head into Thanksgiving is Littleton Jewelry. You know these folks are out there somewhere. I think if they have a parade float today, and I'm waiting for it, it will be custom jewelry because that is their forte. Yes, they do all the regular stuff. They fix the watches. They clean up the jewelry. They buy and sell gold, silver, platinum. They do the coins. I mean, if there's something valuable out there to buy and sell, these folks are expert at it. But the best thing they do, the things that the other box stores can't match them on, is the custom design jewelry process. They have craftsmen there that the big mall jewelry stores want to steal away from them for more money, and they won't go because they love working for Jesse and his team of locally grown superstars out there. They don't have clients. They have members of the family, members of the community, and that's something you should want to join. Get in your car, drive out there just south the Hudson Gardens, take a right just immediately after the jewelry repair sign. They can take care of all of your needs for you, create that heirloom quality legacy piece of jewelry that's going to make this generation and the next one feel special. You can go to littletonfinejewelry.com. That's littletonfinejewelry.com.
Where are they again?
They are just south of Hudson Gardens on the west side of Santa Fe. Easy to get to.
Blake Gallagher here at The Review with us. It's 9:37. On Saturday morning, I get to do the Peter Boyle Show, 9 to noon. And on the show will be Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch. And he's the best in the West. He truly is. But why in the world did World Cup people go to Qatar, or people say Qatar, knowing full well, or perhaps knowing that they were a Muslim country, a strict Muslim country? And Billy Thorpe put a lot of spin into this, but the alcohol issues. And I think it's really fascinating.
Billy has gently described FIFA as the most corrupt organization in all of sports. And my guess is they got huge coin from the Qatarians, we're just like, whatever.
Well, and the other thing that Spencer will talk about, the Trump family now has deals, and Joe Biden lets the Saudis off the hook.
Yeah, the World Cup, this year's World Cup was bought. Bought and paid for.
Sure, of course.
It was bribes. Bribes from the Qataris, and they have the receipts.
Yeah.
But how do they normally do it if it's not bribery?
It's always bribery.
That's the thing. It's always bribery.
It's always bribery.
That's how Russia got it. That's how China got it. That's how it's done. That's FIFA.
Money talks, the other thing walks, my boy. And we will talk about what's going on in Iran. That'll be part of Saturday with Robert Spencer. Let's do it. Turn around. We're good to go. We're in the parade right now from Colfax and Broadway on a crisp, clean Colorado morning. Lines are loaded up with street reporters, and we have tons of, these are the people that are on the street, and they are sending us their messages, and we will read many of them on the air. Many, I say. It is 9:42. It is 18 before the end of this. George is back here. You're going to work Friday. Get your maternity.
I'm sorry about that, man. It's right up there by my collar, covered up by the scarf. It is, Friday I'm back on. We will be in the warm studio as opposed to out here in this nipply weather,
mad about this. I mean, George, it's a parade.
It is a parade. I am also completely impressed with the polar bear float that we saw go by with the clothing optional people on that thing. That was impressive. Those people have guts.
Oh, yeah.
And shrinkage. Thank you, Billy. I'll be in the studio, and I think I'm going to be able to sucker/convince my daughter to come in for a little bit of that, and we'll get to know what's in the minds of that next generation.
From a print reporter, hey, there's a Comcast float with Nuggets and Avalanche on it, but the players are invisible. That's good. That's very good. Big money on the center. Thanks for sponsoring the parade. There, see? Isn't that cool?
Yeah. That's fantastic.
We were talking about the...
they're not really there.
They're not really
there. You can't see them. No. I love that. That's genius.
I'm not here.
What a fun parade. What a fun float.
All right, we go to Ron. Hey, Ron, he's out. He's a street reporter. You're with us.
Please be Ron Hanks.
Hey, Ron, good morning.
Hi, guys. It's Ron from Stapleton.
Brother man.
And you're not going to believe it, but the fat man float has finally arrived.
What?
It's coming down the street.
Gloss.
It's 5 foot tall.
Huh?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
He's coming down the street. It's 5 foot tall, 5 foot in diameter. It's the Tay Anderson float. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Wait. Not the Tay Anderson float. It's Tay Anderson himself.
What?
He's carrying a little sign. Tay Anderson himself. He's carrying a little sign. It has the word Stapleton with the X through it and Central Park above that. I can't believe it.
Here's the problem, man. If you're close enough, you can see he just fell over, tripped over his own sign, and now he's standing up, pointing at the police, blaming them.
He fell.
That's
and he's,
right.
Hold on. He's got a ready-made sign he's pulling out. Hold on. Billy, can you see what it's... Oh, it's a GoFundMe. It's a GoFundMe website.
Oh, GoFundMe. Yeah. There's another little float here. Oh, it's the president again. He's got two turkeys he's going to pardon. And I'm trying to make out the names here. The turkeys' names are Hunter and the big guy.
That's right.
All right.
Good shot.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Right. Delicious. Hunter would be delicious.
Good job.
Yeah. Well done. Well played.
Coke.
Thank you.
Right,
we go to Bob. Hey, Bob, you're at Thunder Parade Route, man. 9:45. Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, there's this huge float. It looks like a giant iPhone. It's one of those, you know, great big, like the super whatever it is. And it's got this Chinese symbol all over it. I have to go find out what that means.
Yes.
And what it says is, making America great.
Again. Again.
I think it's sponsored by
TikTok.
No, that's
a question mark.
Who sponsors it?
I think TikTok is sponsoring that particular float right there. Oh, and with a smaller sponsorship by Truth Social, which is interesting.
Oh, and jumping back, because now you're allowed back, right?
Yeah. I don't think he's coming back now. He said he'd like to. The Twitter float, by the way, it's going. It's a little off its kilter, and there's nobody on it. Everyone's been let go. There's nobody left to steer it. I don't know where it's headed.
I don't know me. I don't know anything about social media, and I stay away from it thanks to, you know. But there's ever an issue. My daughter can show me stuff. I go, oh, man, did they say that? They went, yeah, that's a lie. Ah, Dad, don't worry about it. So,
Pete, one of the secrets to your longevity on this planet will be your separation from social media, because it is pure poison.
That's brutal. You know, I've been told to read one of them. You just can't, because the guy's a fraud that puts this stuff up. And I think, you know, don't pay attention.
We've really progressed from the what I had for lunch, which is a series that we went through with Facebook, to bullying, to now just straight up poison. It is just poison.
Sure.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, wrap it up. Go ahead, sir. Take it back.
How do you make a small fortune out of social media?
I'd start with a large one.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you. All right, we go to Andrew. Andrew, you're on the radio station and the radio show and at the parade. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. There's so much chaos. It's the Colorado Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
And they're marching backwards.
Yes. And people are quitting. And
people are just running them over them.
Taking off the uniform tops and dropping the trombones.
Oh, hello,
and there are a bunch of furries.
Talk.
They're marching. It's just crazy.
We've seen furries throughout the morning. And didn't you see furries earlier? Or
I did. And there was and someone called in. They saw a float. I missed this one with the giant litter box in it.
Yeah. And didn't you say that you had seen Heidi wearing the little ears? And
she's just a good sport. She's got a great sense of humor. I mean, after the hard work she put in, that devastating loss, for her to show up like this, she is a class.
And I love going on a Bannon show. That was brilliant. Brilliant move. All right, Tim. You're on a radio show. Good morning. Where are you?
I like Heidi.
I like her too.
Hey, I'm standing out here on the street, and we've got District 3's very own Little Miss Insurrection, Lauren Boebert, and on the floor with her are members of the Oath Keepers reenacting the insurrection January 6th.
There you go, huh? Follow me.
What does it look like?
Well, there's somebody crawling through the window, and looks like they're going to get their head shot off.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. All right, go ahead. Bang on that.
I couldn't hear him early on, and I'm like, what kind of an erection? Insurrection.
Oh, that's
right.
That,
and that didn't turn out to work out.
Well, that's
well.
In Japan, they have Erection Day.
No, they don't. No.
Yes, they do.
How do you say that in Japanese?
They vote for the prime minister. Let's see. Japanese.
No. They don't say that. My sweet God.
Hi.
Oh, Japan in the World Cup playing Germany right now. Any update on the score, Billy?
Beat Germany 2-1 right
what?
Now. Nobody beats. Hey, Dean, you're at the parade with all of us. Good morning.
Oh, my God, guys, you got to see this. was coming by with her float, and all she said was white lives or all lives matter.
Yeah.
And they
Uh-oh.
Began pummeling her with rocks and stones.
Yeah.
And oh my God, they're
you know that's happening.
Fire!
You can't say that stuff. You know it, I know it. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's a funny line. You
can't very Dave Chappelle. It's not crazy to think, but it is crazy to say out loud.
Do you like him?
I think he is one of the smartest, most provocative guys.
Do you ever see Dave Chappelle perform, Dean?
I just think he's a great social commentarian.
Man. The guy, he's brilliant.
He's just so smart about it.
And he takes on political correctness, and they don't know what
he
to do
does.
With it.
He does. They don't know what to do with him. If he was a white dude, he would have been canceled 100 years ago. But he knows how to play the role perfectly, and he's so smart. So smart.
Way smart. Dean, thank you. All right, everybody, the last couple of chances. We got some print comments. 303-696-1971. It is the Wednesday morning. I had a Tuesday for a couple of hours. Tuesday, November 23rd, 2022, the day before the big day. And what are you going to do for Thanksgiving Day tomorrow?
Yep, it's Aunt Lisa's house with the cousins all getting together. We're going to eat a lot of tryptophan.
Yeah,
coated in turkey.
Put your lights out.
And then eat enough that I feel really, really guilty about
myself.
Do
you get to take turkey home?
Well, that's a great question. I think I'm going to ask Lisa if whatever leftovers there may exist that I get to take some home because there's nothing better than next day turkey sandwiches.
Billy, what are you going to do? I know your family's been through quite a bit this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got some illnesses and some stuff, and so we probably are not actually going to be able to gather because I don't think there's going to be enough of us healthy.
Oh, man.
So it's going to be a little bit rough, but also, how are you doing? What are you doing? What's the
family unit? We're going to go to a restaurant after many, many years.
Good choice.
Last year, the family unit voted.
Does it rhyme with Shin and Shout?
Shin and Shout.
In-N-Out? No.
No. In-N-Out Burger. No. No, a little step up, but...
Red Lobster.
I always say in-laws and outlaws, everybody. That's right, you know. No, that's right. The yellow front, you know. We're gonna go, and we got 130 reses, and...
Oh, nice.
Oh, now I'm telling you, man, it's... And the only thing I'm going to... It's cold turkey, you know, like... Mm-hmm. And I'm not eating the stuffing because of carbs and all that kind of stuff, but the next day is almost... It's like... cold pizza for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a pizza fan, you know that cold. Is there something better than cold pizza for breakfast?
No, and not at college, too. That's a staple. One of the other things that happens is those pledges that you've made that you've found a way to commit to, like the no carbs thing, goes right out the window. Like I give myself permission, and frankly, that permission began back on Easter, to eat carbs, and it's really starting to show.
Well, you're still a young man. I mean, when you get old, you got to, you know, I got Dr. McCallum's got me by the back of the neck.
God bless you for saying young.
No, yeah, you're young.
Listen, one other way to take care of yourself, our good buddies at Twin Aspen Dental, who have a tooth float. They've told me they have a tooth float. They've got all the preventative care stuff available on the float. I imagine it's like a dancing pick. There's a little bit of floss. I hope that, anyway, it's a great float. Here's what they're promoting. Not just good oral hygiene, but also a brand new reduced fee dental membership plan that allows individuals and families to receive preventative care. That's the good stuff. because you stay healthy when your mouth is healthy. Quality dental treatment, reduced prices. Here's what happens. You get, with the annual membership, two cleanings, two routine exams, all necessary x-rays, one emergency exam, which they hope you never need, and one fluoride application for children under the age of 18 and for Pete. Members also receive 25% off all dental services. Reach out to these folks. If not on the float, then pick up the phone and call them at 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. You can also check them out at TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, or go out to their conveniently located place right there at Parker Road and Stroh, right by Lehman Academy.
Where would I check them out again?
You could check them out at TwinAspenDentalCenter.com or just pick up the phone and call. They are the friendliest people around.
For real. For real. I mean, I love those guys, and they do the job.
I've told the story, Pete. Like you, I go and use them. I fell asleep in the chair while they were doing their business.
Well, you fell asleep this morning sitting over there. So.
That is true, too, and you were also in my mouth, which was weird. Maybe it's a dental thing.
Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're up. Good morning. Coming up on time. Thank you.
Hey, Peter and George. I'm passing by the Radio City Rockets.
Float.
So, you know, the girls are dancing up a storm. They look really, really good.
Oh, they always do.
There's this guy that just jumps on.
Uh-oh.
And he's wearing a bathrobe with the initials J.H.
I knew
he's
this.
Handing out checks.
Yes.
To the girls.
Yes.
So, I mean, what a philanthropist. You
know, well, of course. Right? I mean.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get closer. It's John Hancock. Yes. Oh, my God. The guy is amazing.
We have witnessed this, and we know this. This is not an imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. This is it's the real stroke.
Yeah. Hello. No pun intended.
No, none. But point is, earlier this morning, when Miss Calhoun was with us, we're looking for the mayor, and I said, "Did you guys check Players and Sugar?" And
Yeah.
He was on the float.
Oh, he was on the float. Yeah, well, along with those guys.
Showing out packets of sugar.
And a lot of very powerful Denver movers and shakers wearing hoods.
Right.
Yeah, you know, all black, you know, wearing the black hoods over their heads so you couldn't tell where they were. But you could see by different, you know, how tall they were and short they were. But you could pick them out. They're riding the Players and Sugar. And
these floats have been quite amazing.
Oh.
Very, very inventive, very creative.
It's been
guys. Now, just letting you know, we got 2 minutes until the big guy's supposed to arrive.
Yep. Santa Claus
is on his way. So be careful. And right now, we are being escorted. He's going to be escorted by a brand new dancing group that is making their debut here in Colorado. It is sponsored by the original organizers of Up With People. It is Up With Furries. Yes, they have organized a multicultural group of young people that are in colored fur suits of all different types of animals.
Billy, look, there's one's a snake.
There is. I know. That's my son.
All right.
So, yeah.
So
that's a scaly, not a furry.
Do you want to make the call on Santa, Billy?
No. Pete, I am in awe. You should do this. This is a special moment for Colorado.
Well, indeed it is. And it's always that hard one. Who is Santa? And Santa's always the man, and the most dominant player in the state of Colorado right now is Jared Polis.
No doubt about that.
And he must be Santa this year. He's got the hat on, he's got sleigh, he's got the bag, he's got all the little tiny little reindeers. And I get to ask you this question. As a kid, you could chew this to your kids tomorrow, did you ever hear that reindeer called Olive the other reindeer?
No.
So that's, you know, Dasher Prancer.
All of the other reindeer. I got
Remember
it.
The song, they name it. All of the other reindeer.
Listen, I'm going to tip my cap to the Santa this year because for a Jewish man to play Santa, I'm telling you, he is in the holiday spirit.
There he is.
Love it.
Governor, thanks, man.
Thank you, Governor.
All right,
thank everybody. Good luck to you.
Thank you, and thanks for letting me do this with you.
Pete, thanks, man. We'll be back in the saddle here on Friday, we being me and Amanda and God knows who else, but it's been the George Show.
Saturday morning at 9, we're back on Robert Spencer, Frank DeAngelis, and we go from there. Crisp, clear morning. Thank everybody. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.